Sechavtes, Parshas Tetzav.
Names of the Bnei Yisrael, the Choshen Hamishpot, in the Choshen, on the Choshen, Alibo, that's on his heart, Bevoo El HaKodesh, when he goes into the Kodesh, Zikaron Lifnei Hashem Tamid. And it will be a Zikaron in front of Hashem Tamid. It's interesting that the word, besides everything, is that the word Tamid is there. And we'll have to see what this means. V'nosato, and you will give, El Choshen HaMishpot, you'll give to the Choshen HaMishpot, Es HaUrim, the Es HaTumim. And you will give the Urim the Tumim, and if you look in the Targum Unculus, he translates it Uraya, that's or light, Tumim, and that's going to be Tumya. And the Tumim would mean that he's going to give like the explanations here. For you Alev Aaron, Bavoa Lufnei Hashem, it'll be on the heart of Aaron. Again. Now, so we're talking about two different things, it seems. Choshen and Urim V'Tumim. Right? That's the way it seems. We're talking about two different things. We're going to see it's not so simple. Now we have to understand there's a machlokas we've shown him here. But let's try, push it to get what is the Choshen, what is the Urim V'Tumim. So let's get some understanding here. Now if we look over in the Targum Yonis ben Uziel, so we have it in the left side here, it's Targum Yonis ben Uziel, so it says the Venosan al Chosha Mishpot Esa Urim, on the left side we have it in Lashon HaKodesh, Hami'irim Divrehem, that enlighten the words, Ami'irim, next page. Ami'irim divrayim, that enlighten the words, umefarsimim mistoros shel Beis Yisrael, and it makes public the, makes public, oh wait, let's see. Umefarsimim, and it would not make known the mistoros of the hidden things of Beis Yisrael. That's called Urim, according to the Targum. Ves HaTumim HaMashlimim B'maseyem L'Kohen Gadol HaMavakesh Torah Me'es Hashem Bohem. In other words, this is, brings a certain completion to his actions that he asks. Shebohem, now please watch careful, Shebohem Chokuk Umefurash Shmo HaGadol VaKodesh, that in them is embedded his real, the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shebo Nivru Shlosh Meos VeEsalomos, that with that name Hashem created 310 worlds. V'Chokuk Umefurash BeEven Shesia, and it's written on the Even Shesia. Shebo Chosam Ribon Olam, that's the rock that Hashem signed on when he created this world. Pirish Tohom HaGadol Mitchila, the foundation, as we've discussed a number of weeks ago, this idea. V'chol Misha Mazkir Hashem HaKodesh Hahu Be'eis Tzar, if you mention this name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu in a moment of tzaris, Nitzol, you'll be saved. The Nistoros Mizgalos, and the hidden things will all become sun, become revealed. Okay? Ba'ayu Alev Aaron, Be'ezbo Lefnei Hashem. So, the Urim is that which is going to give us light, it lets us know the hidden things, and the Tumim is the completion with this special name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in it. It doesn't... That's fine, but I don't know what it is. What is, how is it? It leaves us hanging a little bit. So let us start. Here's a Gemara. The Gemara, it's It's marked, if you see, I made a mark next to it. The Gemara says, the following. The end of that first line there, first wide line. Yaf al-pi, shegezeiras novi, even though the novi is saying prophecy, still choseres. It's possible for the decree to be pulled back. Choseres. Whereas gezeiras urim v'tumim, einom choseres. Though that which is written on the Urim V'Tumim, that's it. No changing. Shenema b'mishpat ho'urim. Right? What's the Gemara? The Mishpat Urim. Good. Now the Gemara says, lo menikra shmom Urim V'Tumim. Urim shemi'irim as devrayim. It enlightens its words. Tumim shemeslimim as devrayim. Which is like this Targum that we just saw. Good? Now, if you see, Mark, when the Meshech Chochma wants to know, why is it that way? Why is it that the prophecy that's told over through the Urim V'Tumim, there's no turning back? And yet, a prophecy that's told by a prophet, it you can pull it out. So look what he writes. Vida. The Omru, the boy Novi, the Urim V'Tumim. Uvi Yishalmi Tanil, Yishalmi will learn Tamon, and Yesh Novi, if you have already a Novi, Urim V'Tumim Lama Nitzarech. So why do I need the Urim V'Tumim? If you want to tell me prophecy, I have the prophet. So why do I need the Urim V'Tumim? Ashkech Tani, Reb Yehuda, is old Yishalmi, he found Reb Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Urim V'Tumim. You still need Urim V'Tumim. V'Nira, when it seems, the taimo, the reason is mishum de omru beperek bolo biyumadaf ayin beiz. Now what? The afal pishik zeres novi choseres. This is Gemara that we know, right? But what? Zeres urim v'tumim einam choseres. Olakach therefore hayitzarech urim v'tumim shelo yechoser. A novi can tell you something, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a permanent fact. Urim v'tumim. What it tells us, fact. V'dumiya d'mishpat v'kidoshto li'olam. The Pasuk told us mishpat. Mishpat means judgment. What the Urim V'Tumim is telling us is not just a prophecy, it's a prophecy of judgment. Judgment doesn't change. That's fact. Vasi Shabi Yishalmi, it says, Urim V'Tumim, Shemitamim Devrayim. Right? So therefore we find that there is this idea, permanency. Why? Mishpat. Okay, now let's see what's going on a little bit more. And there's a very long Rabbeinu B'Chai, but Rabbeinu B'Chai is going to open our minds slowly but surely as to what it is all of that. It's very long, but it's really going to help us understand what's going on. Okay. V'asisa choshem mishpat ma'aseh choshem. Kacho yemaisa choshem. This is how they made it. Oreg beged ma'aseh choshem minat tcheles. They wove this garment of tcheles and hagomon v'tola ashoni v'shesh. He's different. They took one strand of gold. They put it over six strands of tcheles. And they wove it to one chut. So he did this way, each one. One strand of gold with six of tcheles, one of gold and six of argamon, one of gold with six of tolet over the others. Good. Chav to what comes a total chav ches chutin. So at the end you end up with 28. שכשוב היקר ספחי עזוב, פסיל נעשה בתוך התחילוס, בתוך הגומו, בתוך תלס השני, שוני בתוך השש. מלמד, שחוץ של זוב, כופו בתוך. Good, fine. Let's go down one line. ומאפתח שמוס, שניים עושה שבותים, על שתי מסי אבון. So on this Choshen were 12 stones for the 12 Shvatim. Reuven, now we have to go very slowly. Hoye mefutach al edven odem. It was on like a reddish. Shimin al pitudor. V'chein kulam. And that's how it went with all of them. Umalameid, umalvaj shneim osa shvatim. שהיקסובים על 12 אבונים הללו, היקסובים שמוס האבוס. Besides the name of the Shvatim, there also was the name of the Avos on it. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Shiftei Yeshurun. All of that were on the stones of the Choshen. Ukiseida Azel Yuksuvim. And here's how it was written. Now the basic point is that there were six letters on every stone. So let's say he says Reuven. So Reuven in his own name has five letters.
Right.
So they would put Aleph. So it would say Reuven Aleph. Aloden. Shimon would say, now Shimon again is five, so you would have a base, Alpitmo. Levi is three, so you would have Resh, Hey, Mem. So now, Avraham is finished, because you put the letters of Avraham so far. Abarekis. Yehuda, again is five letters, so you put Yud, Al-Nofach. These are the names of the stones, which we have to explain why. Yisachar, there you have again five tzadi, the tzadi of Yitzchak al-Sapir. Zebulun again is five, Ches, Hayalom. Don is only two, so now I have room for four more. So I put the end letter of Yitzchak, and I start the name of Yaakov. Yud, Ayin, Kuf. So that's Yaakov. Aleshem. Naphtali is again five. Beis. So now I finished Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Good? Now, God is only two letters. So I now can put on there Shivtei. So I put that down. So now, Al-Ochalima. Asher was only three letters. So you had Yud, Shin, Resh of Yeshurun. So that's cause, right. Then you had Yosef again, which is, it's four letters. So I put the Vav and the Nun of Yeshurun on it. And Binyamin has no extra place. So now, every stone had on it six letters. And we put on it Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shivtei, Yeshua. What? Fine. Harei l'cho b'chol Evan ve'Evan shisha shemos lahoros. Why is it six? Ki sheshes yimei hamaseh. Because the 6 days of creation. Tluyim b'shnei moseh shvot. The 6 days of creation are all linked into having Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are the 12 Shvatim, so we had six. V'hoyu ba'avnei choshen, the total amount was Ayin Beis Osios, because we had 12 times 6.
72.
So that's the 72. Ki yud beis pomim shisha. Hey, my ayin beis. And what's the ayin beis? Keneged ayin beis, osios shel Hashem HaGodol, the full name of Hashem is the 72-letter name. Lahorus poseh kiyum olam, to show the existence of this world. Shenivra ba'ayin beis shos. Now it's really starting to go. See, at 72 letters, name of Hashem, and the world was created in 72 hours. Sharei olam nivra biyom. It was created during the daytime. So you have 6 days of 12 hours, because at night there was no creation. So you have the 72 hours, which is like with the 72-letter name. Shenema biyom asos Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim v'sheishes yemei amaseh ayin be'shos yesh b'hem. Yud be'shos b'chol yom, 12 every day, times 6 is the 72. V'zeh shu'oma amarti olam chesed yiboneh. Because if you look at the word chesed, how much did that equal up to?
72.
That's olam chesed yiboneh. Of course, you and I thought that through all the time. Every time it's not possible. Chesed yiboneh.
So every letter of Hashem's name is connected 1 hour of the Bria.
Could be. I'm not saying no, it could be. But the pashut is that you needed every aspect of the 72 for each creation. Pashut. Let's hang on to that. V'lamadnu mizeh, we learn, sho'olam sh'nivra v'ayin be'shos, miskayim b'zchus ha'shvotim, she'bohem ayin be'zosios. So the world is kept going. The world that was created in 72 hours is kept going.
That's why Yisrael is called Reshes.
What?
That's why Yisrael is called Reshes.
Sof Masa. Sof Masa. Right.
That's
what we say. Sof Masa. The whole purpose was to get to Yisrael, and that's why the creation is there.
Good.
V'inei binyamin shehoya mufutach al yoshva hoya molei. Binyamin, as we said, had 6 letters to him. V'lohoye bo samach osios min ha'ovus kishah ha'shvotim. He didn't have any letters from the ovos. Ki lo nishtayru mibnei binyamin b'maisa pilegesh b'giva. Because we know the famous story of Pilegesh b'giva. When they had a terrible story, it's the first time and only time that we took up arms against another Shevet. All that was left, ki imshesh meos. At the end of the whole deal, all that was left over was 600. Bizchus Binyamin. Shoyim mefutach ba'avnei achoshen b'shisha osios. And the zchus of the 6 letters, it ended up 600. Vida. Ki nimtza kosa b'sifrei chochmas ha-teva, ki chol ha-avonim ha-yikoros, all these special stones, sheim akrios v'sharshios, einam el-shteim esrei. If you look around the world, he says, you'll find only 12 very special stones, like the level of what we're talking about. V'heim avos l'chol shar avonim. And they are like the father for all the other avonim. V'chol hasham yineim anfeim v'toldeim, all the other stones are an outgrowth from them. U'mashenosan even odem l'ruvein. Why did they have odem for Ruvein? Al shem she'edimu ponov bechet bilo. Because he reddened his face with the sin of bilo. Kishabilbel yitzuei aviv. When he moved the bed of his father. Vahoda, and he at the end admitted, velo bosh. And he wasn't embarrassed to not admit. For Eben Azos Nikro Rubin Vuhu Godol B'makomas Yiduim B'yam. They grow in the sea. Vuhu Sela Godol Umotso Kemotse Akesev Kemotse Azov. You find it like you find gold and silver. Vasela Amutza Hu Korinoso. Whatever, Balash. I don't know, Balaks. He says in the bottom. Berubne Balash Hakol Minecha V'chaticha Achas Elisha'o Ruben Hu Edom.
Adam.
Edom B'tachlus. It's ultimate red. The real red.
Like a ruby.
Right. V'chein Tergumo Samkon. V'mivcharo Evan K'min Anofim Shaboltim Mimenu V'nimshocha Mimenu V'habalush Hu Lamata Mimenu Old B'mayel Zadimus. Okay, fine. U'mipnei ze nikro mivchar heaven azos b'lishono odem ki mareyu, because it appears Edom kedam. It's red, real red, like blood. V'sugoloso, what's the skula of it is? Shekol isha. Shenos also, whoever, any woman who wears it, eino mapeles lo'olam nifolim, will never have a miscarriage or lose a child.
Which wears what?
This stone, it's a skula that she'll never lose the child. V'omru shehu tov li'isha amakasha leleid. It's very good for a poor woman who's having a difficulty in birth. V'moyu shochakim oso u'ma'arvin oso v'achilu v'shtila ashtia. They would joke with her and get it going with achil and shtia. Mol arbe li'royin k'dodoyim shemotza ruven shom d'mus edom or odom. Now we know the story of Reuven. When Reuven, right, the story when was the it was the turn of Leah.
Vayishkav is Bilah Pileah Shonder.
No, that's when he moved it. Yeah. But the story is when he came back from the field. And he had special flowers for his mother. And what happened? They switched it to give me the things for that night. Right? So that's these special dudoyim. Chazal tell us these dudoyim helped making pregnancy. Was one thing. But that's what he's saying here, that it had the dumus little odom. Edom, because it conformed to Odom, Reuven knew this special thing, how to do it. V'amichto b'chisorin vav yora al puloso. V'pnei zeh roya Reuven mefutach al even Odom. That's Reuven. Okay? Shimon. Hoya mefutach al pitdo. He even yoroka kekarti. Green, b'karcheyam, v'chein tegumo, yurakon, v'nikra parmasha, v'hu min nafoch, v'hu makadi, shugam ken yoro kakarti, v'da, ki apashamo makari hakol min echod, v'chati chayachad keminit shriyarti lecho, like I told you, all that he's come from others, al shemakari amuvcha, it's deep in what?
Green.
V'ziv mavik v'oro misnotzeitz ad mo'od.
Sparkles.
Very, the lights come out. V'apach miroka gamkein aval ilumata mimenu ad mo'od ben yirokos ben ziv hor. Why did Shimon end up with this type of stone? Al shem shoriku ponov shel Zimri ben Solu nesi shevet Shimon. Right? That's the story with Zimri, with Pinchas. V'chol mi shechoto mishevet Shimon b'bnos Moav horiku p'neihem. Their face turned green, so therefore his stone is green. Why? Because the main ones that sinned with the Benos Moav were from Shimon. So therefore, his stone is green. Now, Shimon is anyhow a difficult thing because Shimon never got a bracha, not from Yaakov and not from Moshe. We know that Shimon v'Levi Achim, and they did the whole story in Shechem. But Levi did tshuva, because when it came the next time for Kanois, Zealous, it was now Levi against Shimon. Pinchas is Levi.
Wow.
It's one against the other. So Levi did tshuva by using the trait the right way. But Shimon didn't. So Shimon didn't get a bracha not from Yaakov and not from Moshe. And that's what it says by Moshe, but he learns, the Rashi explains the Shema. Shema, by Yehuda, Shema is a remez Shimon. Because Yehuda tried to take care of Shimon. V'chein doshu chazal simen le ubra adruken. V'skula evan azol shel pitma she mikareres es aguf. It cools off the body. Valkeni mitsuya ba'artzus kush, it's found in Africa. Sheim chamim, it's very hot there. V'shtufei zima, they're involved in all these kind of things. V'tzvichin aleha, and they need this type of stone, l'karosa. V'zeshikosav la'yachav hidu kush, yachav soysa l'kush, sheim mitsuya ba'artz kush. Good, that's him. Levi, hoye mefutach al berekis. Levi and Karvnula. I guess we should maybe if we had the names in English for them. Nikra berekis. Maybe we can get to mine now. Nikra berekis. Al shem shenotzotzos kibarok umiira kener. It's like lightning. V'chein tirgum barkon. This is the stone that Noach had in the teva to give the light. That's this stone he had hanging there. Why is it given to Levi? If nation shaved Levi, are you hearing the Torah? We teach Torah. Can you shemnema yorum mishpatech liyakov v'sarascha liyisrael? Chay Moshe, are you mishaved Levi? As we know, Moshe is from Levi. Kishenolid nismala kol abayis ora. That's the whole house is filled with ora. Nema kikora nor pona. Ksiv chokmas adam Torah pona. The school of heaven azos. What's the uniqueness? She machkimas pesi umeirim oinayim. It lightens the eyes. Milvach mishtamshim beefet gufo kamosh mishtamshim oraner. You could use it for your body, and it brings brightness. Omrim kim shochim osom harvim b'maychol mishta. So it'll help for all of this. You know, let's see if we can find.
There's a very, very beautiful chumash that many people don't know about, and that's the Chumash from Rav Aryeh Kaplan. Rav Aryeh Kaplan was one of the outstanding people of the generation in certain aspects. Let's see if they have it, because he has
it's the living Torah.
It's purple, right?
So now, what he did, I remember when he came out of his junk. He was a genius. Rabbi Kaplan, and I remember that he was all of a sudden he had a massive heart attack and he was gone.
He was 49 years old. Wow. And in 49 years, he translated or wrote 49 books. You know, the translation that you have of Derech Hashem, beautiful, that's his. And, you know, they have these books on tefillin and on tzitzis. And he wrote and wrote and wrote. The whole Me'am Lois that's translated into English, he did it. Whole Chumash part in the beginning of the novel. So one of the things that he did is he took the Chumash, he translated it, he put in maps and everything in here, and from the bottom he translated whenever there was a difference in Rishonim, he wrote it in three words, he put the whole thing in here. So let's see how he translates here. Maybe he could help us on these, the names of this. Okay, so see how he does it. See here how he has all the shittas here. It's unbelievable what he could do, what he put together. With a total, by the way, there's a total index of the whole Chumash and everything about it in the back. Total index, it's unbelievable. That's a work, it's unbelievable. Besides all these things that he translated tremendously, all in one book. Good. What's now? That's how that. Now we got Oh. So he has, just to show you, he brings down, they have four sheets, how they were set up and what they were. And it was brilliant. It's a tremendous work. So he said, let's see if he's got the names here. Yeah, he does, of course. Let's see, for each one, we have the names. Stones. Let's see the each name. He tells you where everyone you could see where it is. It's just the knowledge that the man must have. Just, I don't see that he has them by name like we have. Okay, let's continue.
In the translation itself,
it's on it doesn't. And the pasuk doesn't tell us each name of the things. Oh, wait, here he has more. I don't know why I said that. Look at this. With every sheet that would people's minds is unreal. Okay. So then he had these things to the first row. Now the shaila is which one goes to which. Now that's this machlok. So what does he say? Odem, that was who he had right. In Hebrew. Carnelian. Carnelian, to vary out of flesh card. So he has a whole thing called Rubidu, to traces of oxide. Ancient Greek sources translated as something else. Fine, that's the one, that one. Then the second one was Emerald, Pitta, and there's the green stone. That was Emerald. Emeralds. Then what we have now, we're up to Levi. So Yehuda rather, Levi. So Levi was what? By Kith, right? Right? What was it called by Levi?
Levi Barakas?
Yeah. So that, according to most, it was topaz.
Mm-hmm.
Topaz. Numerous sources indicated it was a stone that was yellow or saffron colored.
Mm-hmm.
It was assumed that it transposes the stone with one above. It wasn't good. Okay, fine. Fine. Fight. Okay. Now, what's now you have Yehuda. Who mufdach al nefer? Nefesh. Nefesh. So here he says it's carbuncle, C-A-R-B-U-N-C-L-E.
Really? That's funny. Because he brings the barakas is carbuncle.
Yeah. So he goes through this. He said, that's what he says here, that some of them switch it over here.
Mm-hmm.
He, that's what he brings here. Right? Some sources say that you switch it around. But so what is that? He said it's a burning coal, the color of a burning coal. And that's why it's this color, the particular brilliant red garment or ruby spinal. Yah. Yah. Okay. Yehudayim ufudach anafal umargoyev eloshna rabbi v'tarik ben kol ishtey l'shen salolo. And that's what it says here. V'heven yoroka kakarti. Right. V'nitno Yehuda. Why Yehuda? Hashem shariku ponov b'may sitoma. Again, it's red. But here, because he went through the mice of Tomav and his Gabra al Yitzro, he overcame his Yetzer. And what? Hoda, he admitted that he's the one who lived with her, Velo Bosh, and he was not embarrassed. Voriku Ponov, and what? He also reddened his face. Gamken al Shechoshdu
Ogi. Yellowed or green.
Al Yosef. Shikos of Chai Roach Losu, Kishabal of Orech Hezbonov, Tarabase, the Bene Mitorov, Bene Olis, right, Oz Nasu Ponov, Zochmukov, and Kenefer, Hazer, Shiziv Mavik. So that's what it says there. Yodcha Boref Oivecha. Uskulu Seven Azos, what's so special about this? Shakol Misha no son, Oivov, Hovchim Lo Orech. Whoever wears this, their enemies turn away from them. You'll be on the neck. Why the neck? Because when they turn, the neck is shown. David, it says, David, Shiach, Yisachar, Yisachar al Sapir.
Sapphire.
Sapphire. Sapphire. Right? But this, however, denotes any blue stone. For sapphire, says it was really lapis lazuli.
Okay, lapis is blue.
It's actually a clear, colorless stone, indicated either crystal or diamond. And so that's the stone. And some say that the Sapphire was emerald. But this appears to be, it's not the earliest. Mm. So he brings the sheet to him. Okay, Nikra Shafir. V'umare tcheilas. V'nitna l'yisacha l'fisha ayu gedolim b'choch masatara. The Pasuk says, v'nei yisacha yodei b'ina l'itim. V'lucho satara shol snapirin ayu. They were made out of sapphire. The Tachas Raglov Kamasa Livna Sasapir, which was at the end of Pashis Mishpatim. V'yadua ki nefesh bali Torah tsururo b'tzara chayim, the life of a person of Torah is linked in to life. Tachas kis Yaakovez kemare evan sapedimus. V'tzev zeh shel tchelus eino tzev shel ga'ava. It's not gaiva. It doesn't stand out like that. Because those others, red and green, that's gaiva. Because they stand out. So that's haughtiness. This is humility. And the humility is good for the young ones and for the old people. School of Seven, what's so special about it? Shutov Laore Naim. It's good for the eyes. That's why they put it over the eyes. And that's what the Torah is also lightens up your eyes. And this stone helps everywhere you have a problem on the body. Good. Zvulin is on Yalom. What's Yalom? Is Beryl. B-E-R-Y-L. This is a bluish green precious stone midway between emerald and another.
You should be giving this shirt to the women. They could tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You got it. So anyhow, Zvulun is Yalumbu and Ekur Peril. V'hi Levona Kol Al Shem Shakesef Lovin V'usimin La'osho Shul Zvulun. It's a sign of the richness. Because Zvulun was the one who was successful in business, as we know. School of Seven, Mivi Yashin Al Odom. The school, what's special about this is that it brings sleep. Mashama, yeah. Don was the Leshen. And the Leshen is Jacknif? J A C I N T H. Because he turned over the whole purpose in Micha. Find that what? So good. Naphtali is Shavu. And Shavo is Agate, A-G-A-T-E, A-G-A-T-E. The Inikros, to Sigur HaMufashim, Matmidim, Lenosa, V'chein Targumo, V'skulos, Heaven Azos, He Moshech Hesodam Al HaRechev, U'matzach Hesos, Abinyin HaRekiv, V'chol Yolo. That's like successful. V'kachnik, V'shavo, V'alim, V'chaber, So, Al Rechev, Nitl, Naftoli, Shaloshin Chibur al Shem Naftuli Elikim. Good. God is Achloma. Fine. What's that?
Crystal.
Achloma.
Behua Nikra Crystal.
And here he says it's A M E T H Y S T.
Amethyst?
Amethyst. Right. Right. What is that?
Amethyst.
This violet or purple stone. Mm-hmm. That was thought by the ancients to be an antidote for drunkenness. Famous thing about Don, God, is that when they killed, you could be able to tell it was theirs, and the Gra learns because the way they sliced it, and the enemy was the way between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. And that's why it was very clear, and from here, why? Because they were very careful not to talk between, and when the Tefillin were on them. So therefore, when they killed, it was that way. Good. Okay, we're gonna yeah. That's all Chimushka. But okay, now let's go down. Osher was Al Taishish. Osher is what Taishish is, Chrysoliite. And that is what's Chrysoliite? Yeah, it's a yellow stone, the color of amber. Okay, fine. All right, so therefore we find that. Now go down. What's the skula? Even Azos, La Akela Macho.
Digestion.
Right? So then, Wavin Az was the Ove Shomain. So it would help. Yosef was Shom.
Shom.
Okay, and what's that?
Nickel.
Shom is Onyx.
Oh, Onyx.
It's onyx. Okay, and that's why it, the school of seven zealots says chaim la'odom b'ne korod. Whoever sees anybody with this stone, he finds favor. Fine. And he was in the base of Melech. Good. Binyamin is Yoshua. And Yoshua is Jasper. Okay. And that's the thing. Fine. Now, school of Evan Azos, Latzor Adam, it holds off the blood. The Nitna Lubinyamin, Lufish Nitna Libo, with Gavonim Arbe. He's always worried about the sale. Binyamin knew about the sale, and he held off, and he didn't tell his father. Good, fine. So therefore, they had these stones, and they all had these different colors, and every one of them had a unique purpose, and he goes through the rest of them fine. And then he, right. Okay, as we see, each one relates to a special thing. Good. So this is all on the Choshen, every stone with a meaning that relates to that specific shavit. Now, Binasato, look at Pasuk Lamed here. Now, before we see Rabbeinu B'chai, let's turn. We have the Ramban here. Now, the Ramban goes more at length to explain what is going on with the Urim V'Tumim. So, first he brings Savar Rabbi Avram L'Shakim B'Inyan Urim V'Tumim. He brings the Eben Ezer. Says, it's the way of an expert in Kesev Zov, and he says he spoke about it at length. V'loy oma klum. That's called strong language. V'loy oma klum. What he said is nothing. Avalayim k'divrei Rashi. Now let's watch slowly. Let's get it, because he's going to explain it very clear. Kosav shel shein amuforosh. The writing of the Shem HaMeforosh, Niton ben Kiflei HaChoshen, was put in the double of the Choshen. That's why it had to be doubled. Because between the front that had the stones and the back that was material, they'd slip the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. It's not in any of the experts, Urim V'Tumim. It doesn't tell you make the Urim V'Tumim, because there's no making of Urim V'Tumim. What they do? Put Hashem's name in, and that would brighten up the stones with all these different letters on it. And the Kohen Gadol would be able to interpret it, but there's nothing to make. So that's why it doesn't say make the Urim V'Tumim. Ubefrat bebegodim vayasus ha'efod, vayasus ha'choshen, v'loma vayas Urim V'Tumim, because there's nothing to make here. V'ilu ha'yamayseh cheshem chochem, if it was a creation, v'yamarech behem yosem and ha'kol, he would say about it more than any of them. And even if you would want to say it in short, it would say, make the Urim V'Tumim. Like I showed you, Zov Tor, Tasosam, Otosh of Tirek, Lehizke, Beheya Yediya, Echod Mikola Kelim Shal Niskabem Kvar. You see, here the Pasuk says, V'nosato el choshen ha-mishpot es ha-urim v'es ha-tumim. The. Now it doesn't say that by the Orin, and it doesn't say by the others. Avalama v'osu Orin, v'osu Shulchan, v'osu Menorah,
or see some menorah, but it doesn't say the ha. V'chein kulam uv'mishkan omav esam mishkan tase bavur shekva iskevosu li migdash v'inei v'urim v'tumim oma v'nosat el choshen mishpot es ho urim v'es hatumim lotzivos v'asiosim, but they never told you, commanded, make it. V'izkir makosu behei ayidiyah. So why is it that Hashem said it with this hey? V'lo izkir makosav rak v'moshe levadush nema v'tzov v'nosato el achoshen amishpot v'maisa v'yiten es achoshen es ho'urim v'satumim k'lo yamaisumim v'lo yalumim v'lo l'kai yisov v'maisa. There's nothing to create here. What do? You put the name of Hashem. Avaleim sod mosu l'moshe. It was a secret given over to Moshe, Mipi Agvura, Vukosvam Bekedusha. And he wrote it with such Kedusha. Well, you Maise Shomayim. It wasn't even a human act. Vulakak Yaskirum Stam. That's why he just says it. Ubi Yediyah. Kamo it says, Vayishka Mikedim Lagal Nedim Es Ha Keruvim. Are those Keruvim? Were from Hashem. Mm-hmm. The same thing here. Ha urim v'atumim. V'inei Moshe lokach tzav ha urim v'atumim. V'inicho shom v'choshet ha-mishpot. Achoy shil b'shes Aaron ha'ifad v'choshet. After Aaron put on the choshet with all these stones, then Moshe came and slipped in the name of Hashem. כמו שנאמר, ואיתן עלו וסע איפוד, ויחקו עשו בחש ואיפוד, ויוסם עלו וסע חושן, ואיתן אל החושן, אס האורים ואס אטומים. כי לאחר כאין ניתנם, בין כפלי החושן, because afterwards he's reading it, wearing it, he put it on. ואיניין הוא, כי היו שמוס קדושם, the holy name, מלכו חום, from the strength of it, Yoiru Haosios. It lit up the letters. Me'avne Achoshen, El'ene HaKohen HaShoel B'mishpot, to the eyes of the Kohen that would be asking. V'amoshol, and what is it? Kikashesholu mi'yal alonu el'aknani b'tchilo l'ilochim. So they came and they asked, who should go up first in the war? Hayakoin mechavim b'shemesh shemurim v'hiru le'inov osios Yehuda. What? Yud? Milevi? Ayin? From Shimon? Lamed? Milevi? Hey? From Avraham? Hakotzev shomadaz rabbeinu? Rabbi Seinu? Oshiru pa'am acheres l'nagirinov hey mi'yuda? Maybe somehow if the hey of Yehuda lit up a second time. V'nei kashe osus meiris zayne akolein adayin lo yodis sidurim. They just had letters, but he didn't know the order of the letters. What's it supposed to teach me? Ki min osios asher sidurim ha'am Yehuda yala ayef shel osus ma'am. You could have said hoy had aliyah or hi al Yehuda v'tevis acheres rabbis ma'am. Avloyu shom shemos hakodesh acherim nikritomim. Why is it called Mikochum Yaleva or Kohen Tomim? Because now the heart of the Kohen became complete, and then Biyadias Inyan Osios, Hashem gave him special knowledge what to do with these specific letters, Sheiru Leinov, that were lit in front of his eyes. Kikashekivim b'shemes urim. V'yiru chozeh miyadu mechavim b'shemes atumim. V'odem o'osius miyiris leinov. Now this thing was still lit up. V'yavo belibo. And it came now from Hashem into his heart. That what should he do? Shebechiburam Yehuda yale. And therefore he wrote, Hashem put into his heart, take these letters, scramble them together, right. Yehuda Yale. Zeh madrega mi madregis ruach hakodesh. This is the beginning of what we call ruach hakodesh. He lamata min nevuah. It's not a level of prophecy, but it's lamaila mibasko shemistam shimbo bebayisheini. That's what they used in the second la'achas shaposka and nevuah. There was no nevuah in bayisheini, and there also was no. He says here posku. Urim v'tumim. Now we have to discuss that in a moment. K'mosh yizkir Rabbi Seinu. V'yevshe sh'achli sh'nosa moshe b'choy sh'na mishpura kedoshim. Sh'al urim v'atumim o yinodim b'mesiris mimenu l'gedoli chachma yisrael sh'mosu lehem im sisrei Torah. So he told them there with the secrets of the Torah some of the ways to deal with these letters that lit up. Yeah?
Yeah.
V'lefichol choy b'yad David eifod. An interesting thing that David had his own ephod. V'hoya kidmus ephod Moshe. It looked like Moshe's. Ubo choshen, and on it was a choshen kidmus choshen hakodesh. He says, "Avol nirash hoya bad." Was made of a different material. Kashenema b'Shmuel na'achol gave a bad. Omru b'novir akonim shmona v'chishidon se ephod bad. Good. So this is what the basic concept of the Urim v'Tumim. So we have now an idea of what the Choshen was about and what the Urim v'Tumim. Now if you would look at the Rabbeinu Bechai that he quotes, that he says about the Urim, the Tumim, he's quoting most of this Ramban that we went through. So if you look over this piece, this you would see that most of it is this Ramban, that what the Urim, the Tumim is about, and what it's all about, and how the... Good. Okay, now let's go a little further. Let's go to the Rambam. Now the Rambam that we see, Klei HaMikdash, right? Rambam Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Yud Aleph. Good? Ketzad Shoalim. If you look at Yud, which we're going to come and see it in somewhere else, another place yet. See what he says. Osu b'bayis sheini urim v'tumim kidei lahashlim shmona begodim. Because you had to have the 8 begodim. Hafo pishol yini sholom b'hem. They couldn't ask the urim v'tumim anymore in the bayis sheini because they weren't on the right level. So therefore, but he had to have it. The Rambam's writing because... You need the 8 begodim. Mipnei ma'aloh yisholim b'ayam mipnei sholoh yisham ruach hakodesh. Right? V'chol kolen she'en medabe b'ruach hakodesh v'ein shechino roh v'ein yisholim bo. If you didn't have shechino with you, then you couldn't ask the Urim v'Tumim. So that was only in Bayis Rishon. Good? Yud'al, the ketzet sholim, how did they do it? What was the procedure? Omed HaKohen, Kohen would stand, Upiv Lifnei Oron, his mouth was in front of the Oron, Vashoel Me'acharov, and the one who was asking was behind him. Ponov La'achorei HaKohen, the face of the questioner, with the one who was questioning, faced the back of this Kohen. The Omer HaShoel, and the one who was asking, says, Ele Olo Ale. Should we go up or not? The Eino Shoel B'Kol Ram. You didn't raise your voice. The Lo Meharer B'Libo. And it wasn't that he just thought the idea. Ele B'Kol Nomuch. Soft, low voice. K'misha Mispalel Beino Levein Atzmo. Umiyad Ruach HaKodesh Lovesh Ez HaKohen. And right away, the Ruach HaKodesh would take over this Kohen. umabit b'choshen, he would look at the choshen, v'roa bo b'mara anevuah Allah, and he would see in this sight of prophecy, alei olos aleh. How? B'osios sheboltos min achoshen keneged ponok. Right? With these letters. V'akolein meshivo, and then the kohen would say, lo alei, or lo yale, whatever it's supposed to be. The ein shoalim al shnei devarim kecha, but you can't ask two things at one time. Im shoal.
Who saw the letters light up then?
Kohen Gadol.
Because he looked down to see them light up?
What?
Wasn't he wearing it on his chest?
Right.
So he looked down to see them light up? Okay.
The im shoal meshivin al arishim bolvat. And if he asked two things at once, he only answered the first thing. You can't ask a commoner, you know, should I go out and buy this stock or not? Wouldn't be a bad idea. But you can't do that. Ela ola melech, only the king, obezdin, or a public thing. Shinema v'lefnei aloza ha'koin yamud. Who's our melech? V'kobinei yisol z'meshuch mechama. Good. So therefore, they would do. Now, Zesha Atamotsu B'Divei Neviim Koyim would wear this eifod bad, Lo'ikon Gedolim, Lo'ashena eifod Shokon Godol bad. So this is what the Ramban mentioned already. Now, if we look in the other halacha, so there he's talking about the Evan, see in Perek Revi, so in the halacha Aleph he says, Evan Isa because Kadoshim, that was the Orin was put there, that's what we call the Evan Ashasia, son of Tzantzenes Mon, and that was where they put the jar of Mon, Umata Aaron, Beishabon Shlomes
Habayim. Where they have their...
Now that I want to tell you something. Very, very interesting.
Where they have their mosque.
Now that's where that's the mosque hold, is.
Yeah. Now, so the two mosques are the Harabais. One of them, El Aqsa, and one is Dome of the Rock. Dome of the Rock is Evan Ashasia.
Dome of the Rock is, we are told it's the Evan Ashasia. I have a friend of mine who's a big expert in the Beis HaMikdash, and he wrote a book, Revisiting the Holy Temple. And he would go, as I mentioned the once before, he goes whenever he has a chance to go and see whatever he could see, measure whatever he could measure. So he told me that the Gemara tells us that if you would pour down on the Mizbeach, it would come out in the Kidron Valley.
Right. So the Gemara we just had.
In 1900, there were people doing archaeological digging called the Wright Brothers, and they went on to the stone. And they took a dye and they poured it down and it came out in the Kidron Valley.
How far is that?
The Kidron Valley, wait a second, then he told me. He says, that's not Kloon, right?
Is that
what? That's not
the Evan Ashasia.
That's not the Evan Ashasia. That's the place in Mizbeah. Because that's what the Gemara just said. You had that Gemara.
Right, you know, we just
have it. Yeah, but again, you'll have it in Sukkah later on.
Mm-hmm. The Evan
Ashasia
was where the aroma. Yeah,
the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's what everybody said. This is the. So I'm just telling you this is what he said. So I said to him, so then where is it? He said, if you will go look carefully at the mosaic floor, he has a picture of it. He stood because when they opened the Green Day gates. Further down,
right.
So they have steps going up a little further. He says he has somehow we got a picture that if you look, you will see that the mosaic floor is not smooth. In a certain place, the mosaic floor rises, and the floors and the tiles go over this thing. That's the makom. That's the real place.
How do you get up there?
He had these little lenses.
So you can go in the shuk. If you go in the shuk.
To the door.
To the door.
So at that door, he had the right good camera.
Right, and if they don't...
I have to find the book. If I have it somewhere, I got to find it. If I find it, I'll... okay, fine.
What's the name of the book?
The Holy Temple Revisited.
Okay.
His name is Resnick. His son is one of the Magid Yeshuv in Mir. His name is Resnick. Brilliant fellow. Brilliant. I can explain to you how brilliant he is. Okay. Good. So he's bringing. Now go down a few lines. So he says that Nignazimo was hidden over there with it, the Mata Aaron, the Sinsenes, Shem and Amishcha, the Choleilu lo Chazu b'bayi sheni. Right? We did have, you had that recently in Yuma, Tagamar in Yuma, at the end of the first parak, about the differences between bayi shishin and bayi sheni. Right? The Af Urim v'tumim, Shehoyu b'bayi sheni, Lohoyu meshivim beruach hakodesh. Lohoyu nisholim bahem. Shneema adam od kohen lurim v'tumim. Lohoyu osin osa lalashlim shmonu begodim lakoyin gadol. Kadesh lohoyu
mechusim begodim. So what does that mean? They never tried?
There's nothing to ask.
I'm saying they knew already?
They knew that the since there's no nevuah,
There's nothing
to do, but you had to make it so that the Kohen Gadol. Now, the Ravid, look at the Ravid. The Ravid right there, the Ravid. Right. So the Ravid says, Om Avram, Valo Urim V'tumim, V'ruach HaKodesh, Shnei V'Varamein, V'nechamisha Shekhosu V'bayisheni, U'dvarav Eino Ela Achad, V'chisa B'godim Sh'omach, Eino Klum She'eno Machesh V'na B'godim. So the Ravid says, wait a second, according to the Rambam,
it's all one. Tied into Ruach HaKodesh.
And according to the Gemara, it seems to be two different things. Ruach HaKodesh and what? Urim V'tumim. So he doesn't know this Rambam, why the Rambam wrote. But what's clear is that in Bayis Sheni wasn't there. So the Bayis Rishon, we had it in Bayis Sheni, we didn't have it. And this is a little bit of an understanding. What? Choshen and Urim V'tumim. Yeah, there's a
show. What's
going to
happen? Will we have
it? Yeah. Because we're going to have Nebuchadnezzar. We're going to have everything. Everything's coming back.
Literally coming down.
Coming down. Now remember, I told you, Rabbi Yankov used to say over many times that Bayis Sheni was, he said, it was like stopgap. Believe me, Rabbi Yankov didn't know English like that. But, he said it was the vial. It's for the time being.
Temporary.
By Sheni. Why he said? Because the Jews had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a special way from Mitzrayim, through the Midbar. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and they got the conquering was straight. And then they built the bias. And then boom. So they had nothing. And that's the famous story in Yecheskel. They said, what happens to the Eved, that they forget about him? So Yecheskel said, don't worry, he didn't forget about you. But so were they, for the years, they wanted to get it. So this Bayis Sheni is mitzad Klal Yisrael's want. Not because Hashem thought that it was really it. And he said, you look at it, it's very interesting that in Yecheskel, he tells you the prophecy of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, and there's no mention of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's not the same type. And when we say that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be like the Beis HaMikdash, we're not talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. We're going back to the original one, the one that Hashem did. That's the way we're going to go. Second was stopgap. So then I was missing all these types of things.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Who
was the architect in the first one? Was it Herod?
The first one?
Yes.
Herod stuff.
What?
That's
no, I don't know.
Thank you. Leave it. I'll give it to this.
Okay. So I'm going to turn it off.